After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? Jennifer is finally using her powers. Khalil's a dreadhead now, and it's one of the biggest showdowns of all season. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's all about Cardi this week, guys. I don't care what anyone says. Every show I'm on will be starting with a Cardi song this week because you have to rep.
And respect.
I watched a good five of her interviews today.
Trina is coming out with an album at the end of the week, and so is Nicki Minaj. We have three new albums from, like, female rappers. It's a great week, guys, is all I'm saying.
It is a great week. You want to know why else it's a great week? Because we have a very special guest in the studio! Yay! Y'all know that sometimes we come for her character on the show, but
all the time.
We love her for real.
No, but we love in my her.
We love her. What is up, Miss Sky? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. And yes, y'all came for me. But when you look back at it now, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. Like, y'all thought I was thirsty at first. She was trying to. She was trying to get that kid who had superpowers out of that school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and she was just trying to, you know, you got to stay close.
But it was Drew. Drew was the one who came from you right off the bat. She was like,
okay.
She was like, she's a hoochie mama, right? And so then.
I was wearing Calvin Klein dresses. You can't be a hoochie in a Calvin Klein dress.
You know what? So then when I found out who you was, you became Kara Espososo. And we don't like Kara Espososo.
I just see Portia's just throwing people under the bus.
No, I mean, but I don't like her either. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. But I don't understand why.
I feel like we actually had this debate last week.
I get it. Everybody wanted Jefferson and Lynn to get back together, and it seemed like I was in the way. Is that what it was?
I didn't want them to get back together.
Archie didn't even really get upset until, last week's episode, where she was like, taking kids out of the community. And I stood up for you because I said, look, we gave Gambi a pass for so long. And I can't do that to my sister. You were excluded from the conversation.
We had to
specifically asterisk the fact that you were not in it because you never gave Gambi a side pass. But I did. And I was like, how could I come for my sister if she's, I don't know how she got involved with this organization. I don't know, like, what trauma she's been through. I don't know. It doesn't seem like she's simpatico with everything. Clearly, some of the rules they were giving her last week, she was bucking against. She was like, look, he's clearly not Black Lightning. I know Jefferson. Can I get him back? So,
right. And she has no problem with catching Black Lightning.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can catch him, but it's not Jefferson Pierce. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kara Foudy working for the ASA, it's the same way as Gambi working for the ASA. They had a job to do. Mm-hmm. And their mentality was these superhumans can harm the civilians of Freeland. They need to be plucked off the street.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but I had to believe that as a character. I had to believe that what I was doing was right. Okay? And that's why Gambi thought what he was doing was right, but he just couldn't any longer when Jefferson's father was murdered and he felt responsible and he tapped out.
So are you foreshadowing Kara giving up?
Giving up working for the ASA?
Yeah, because she need to tap out real quick.
No. No. I think that Kara Foudy is going to continue to work for the ASA.
However, I will say it's still debatable that Kara is not thirsty for Jeff. Since you said that, that's what we thought.
Okay, so let me fill you in.
Oh, no,
let me fill you in.
She got the tea. Let's go.
Let me fill you in a little bit.
Okay.
Listening.
And now this was publicly released, so I'm not like breaking too much tea, but it was in a very small public space that it was released. But the creator of the show, Salim McKeel, originally I was a love interest of Jefferson Pierce, and we did a makeout scene in episode 4.
Can we pause for a second? What was that like?
Okay, first of all,
hold on, Brie. Can we get a juicy drop?
It was my very first on screen kiss that didn't get on screen. So now it's still not official, and I had to kiss a friend, which was so awkward. Because you can only imagine it's like 50, 60 people
yeah.
staring at you like, okay, can you move in the light? I need you to, can you tilt your head a little bit? And then Wes and I are like, he's like, okay, left your left hand behind his hand, put your right. And it was just like so uncomfortable. And of course, they made us do it like right before lunch.
Oh, God.
So yeah, I mean.
You was hungry.
I was starving. So that's probably where the thirst was that y'all saw, that y'all noticed. But yeah, that was, I didn't find out until episode two aired, I found out that that scene had been cut. Because Salim, as he stated, I forget which festival it was at, but he said that they watched the footage of me kissing Jefferson Pierce, and he just didn't like what it was shifting with the character.
Yeah.
You know, like it was, he was that wholesome father, yeah, mm-hmm. fighter for Freeland, principal. They just didn't want him fighting for Lynn, and then you have this side piece at work. Like, it just didn't make sense. But I didn't know that until it, you know, episode two aired. So that's why all of my choices that you saw from episode one to four, all more of our choices, it was because there was something between us. Mm. But it, once that got snatched out, then I just looked like the thirst master trying to get in between.
Nobody yeah. was hating
Jefferson. And
all, so tall in all fairness, I think anyone in that situation would be a thirst master.
I'm saying.
For sure. Right. I mean, what did your principal look like in high school?
Not like
it didn't look like that, did it?
A potato.
Did not look like that.
You'd be getting extra credit, too.
A whole potato.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Exactly.
Extra credit in the info. Yeah.
That's a little tea I'm going to spill for you guys.
I like that.
I'm saying that out loud.
Right. Somebody in the chat said, y'all boys in the chat went from thirsting for Porsche to thirsting for the VP.
You ain't have to say that.
I have to.
You know Shay's trying to start stuff.
I'm not.
Speaking of people starting stuff, let's get into the episode. We got Dreadhead Khalil. I'm not over the dreads.
No.
Like, I'm just not. He rolled out, and I was like, okay,
what
Eric,
you mean by you not over it?
Because I was just like, what do you take that make... What? Biotin? Like, what is that? Like, take it. And where can I get some?
When we legit take that pill?
That's
right? From the ASA?
That
just
fool,
for that kind of hair
that
growth?
That fool got nappy faux locks, okay? That's what he got. Those are extensions.
Yeah, and I watched them get put on, but I have more tea if you
want
to.
Yes,
okay.
We want the tea.
Oh, so the creator of the show, who wrote the comic books, Tony Isabella, he created that character, and the character goes by the name of Painkiller. So he's an original DC comic book character. So if you look up DC comic book Painkiller, he has dreads, he's yoked up. You see how much bigger Khalil is now?
Yeah. We weren't mad at him.
And they put him in the gym. He, in like 2 months he had to get from high school to like jail pen ready. So
he did a great job.
Isn't he amazing?
He did a
Jordan
great job.
Jordan is an incredible actor.
He did not
actor.
Look like that when he was in that wheelchair.
No, he literally in 2 months got that
I'm
body.
Like, this fool on steroids?
And there's no padding or anything. But yeah, so that's why if people like really dig into the comic books and you're like, oh my God, he's Painkiller! But if someone doesn't know, then yeah, it'll throw you like, where do faux locks come from? Like, because even if your hair grows that fast, so somebody was sitting there twisting it for you like every 2-3 days, like that just, you know. But one thing I do love about the show and the series is that they are sticking true to DC comic book characters.
Yeah.
And that's who Khalil is evolving to, which is why they kept saying, if you go back and look at other episodes, his last name is Khalil Payne. And they're always like, you know, Tobias says, I can help you kill the pain.
Yeah.
They say pain to him a lot.
Yeah.
So they're trying to just drop these seeds so that when he did show up as a character today, those comic book, you know, addicts would piece it together. And if
makes
not now,
sense.
They will. They will in the finale or next season for sure.
I love that.
That makes
so,
a lot
yeah.
of sense.
Welcome. Introducing Painkiller.
I live. Do we think he's a lost cause?
No. And the only reason I think why is because he could have hurt Jen if he really was trying to get rid of this past. He could have just hurt her. He said, legit, girl, just get out of here. So that shows he is not past the point
no,
of
I'm
no
sorry.
Return.
What he said was...
Okay, here you go.
It was like, don't talk to me like you're my father. I will beat you. Like, you can get a straight backhand. You're like, girl, is you listening to me or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, he did say
I was
something
like,
smart, didn't he?
Sure. No.
Yeah.
You're like in here essentially being a school shooter. I'm trying to stop the craziness, and you're out here calling me, like, he could go. We could cut his whole self just right out. No. kind of like him. I don't know if I like it because I think he's hot. Or no, so. I do like
him. You do like it because he's hot.
But I do like him also because he's hot. But I do like the character.
So I no longer want him with Jen.
Well, facts.
I no longer want him with Jen, but I don't want to throw the whole Khalil away. And it's only because right now he's hurt and he's confused. These people, first of all, he lost his legs, you know, and then these people come and they put like all this evil in his heart. They put a whole bunch of hate in his mind. They like hate these people. They did this to you. If somebody is constantly feeding you negativity, you're going to run off that negativity. And I feel like that's what he's doing. And he don't know nothing else. He got metal for a spine and then he got super legs. You mean to tell me that you're going to be okay with metal for a spine and super legs? No, you're going to be confused too. So he's operating in a lot of confusion.
From executive producers,
it's not the end of the show. It's surprise. Oh, yeah. So much left to talk about.
Yeah, but on that point,
that was confusion.
On what you just stated, you know, when you think about in this past episode 12, when Tobias comes into the ASA office to talk to Martin Proctor, mm-hmm. and Martin Proctor's like, yeah, you're looking good, huh? You're all better. You know, because the thing is, there's a trade-off.
He be healing people.
So now, you know, now Tobias is, you know, under the ASA spell. Because they fixed him, and also Khalil as well. Nothing's for free in Freeland.
Nothing's for free.
So Khalil, although he probably still loves Jen, and he still loves, you know, the life of Khalil, he owes the ASA. He belongs to the ASA now.
Right. That's how we could throw the whole relationship away. But I think him as a character, he's just confused right now. And of course, he's going to forever be a villain. But it's not his fault. So I feel bad for him.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, he ain't right now.
He didn't call your mama, so I don't feel bad for you. How you going to disrespect your mama like that? Like, overrated decision. Evil is such a strong word. He's making a series of really terrible decisions, and it makes me upset because, like, none of this had to happen. Like, you had a support system around you who said, like, look, we love you, we want to uplift you, this is not the end of you. Being disabled is not the end of your life at all. There's so much life left to live. And you took it in such a way that you made it your issue, you abandoned everyone. And now you've come back and you're destroying the community that built you up. Now you felt their absence because you were no longer number one. And that's a hard pill to swallow when you fear the greatest there is in your environment. And then you slip back and now you can't do that one thing that was going to get you out. I understand that hurt and that pain and that anger. All justifiable. You take it 8 steps way too far. And for that reason, I'm just done with Khalil. Like, I'm sure he'll stick around. I really love the actor. He's doing a great job. But, like, just stay away.
But the thing about making a deal with the devil is the devil always has his due.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Come on, one-liners.
You got to hang in there. You got to don't give up on Khalil just yet.
I don't say I'm not necessarily mad that he didn't reach out to his mom, because I feel like in his mind he was, like, doing her a favor by not having it. Because imagine, like, he rolls up looking like that, swole, have an attitude.
Mamas don't care. They like, whatever form you come in, mama's like, thank God, just come here. I'm so glad. You're upright. That's really good. That's beautiful, baby. Like, we have things to talk about.
They could have covered that metal on his back, though. They ain't have to set him out there.
I like it.
Totally. No, I like him a lot.
I think it was
cool.
Like, kind of badass.
Yeah,
it's
totally
badass.
It's creepy. It reminds him that it can be snatched right out.
Ooh.
like Tobias said to him.
I was like, Tobias, wow.
Tobias
gang,
is
gang
daddy.
For real.
Tobias
can be my daddy.
I want to get into Tobias, but before we get into Tobias.
Oh my gosh, we have to talk about things that we love that were on here. You know things that I love? I love Maria Menounos, our boss.
Same
thing. She is great. She is beautiful. And if you guys want to have fun, if you want to learn and you want to grow in all areas of your life, we have a podcast for you. Woo. Conversations with Maria Menounos. A podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Conversations with Maria Menounos feature celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment when you do. Let Maria know it was us. That's the Black Lightning After Panel. Spell
make us
it
look
out for
good.
Her.
We sent you.
Sure did. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Woo! I really do love her podcast, though.
She'll be helping me get through some difficult times. Facts. Maria has a lot of things to do. She can't be with us all individually, so she created a podcast to help us, you know, when she can.
Function
I appreciate
as
it.
Human beings. I was going to make this a later topic, but I just keep thinking about it and it gets me really hyped. Lynn and Jefferson, y'all.
I saw a smiley! It happened at the beginning of the show, so it's like a right now type of deal.
Yes.
I just love how lightning bolts went through her body.
That was cool, that was right?
Sexy. I'm like, I need to feel that. Yeah. Like, I was like, trying to feel that. Okay.
I was like, was that KY? Like, what is going on here? What is... Where can we get
that? I know she had electricity kink, but I'm here to support everyone in their own sexual decisions. I liked her, like, pink dusky rose slip. She looked beautiful.
Yes, she did.
And I also just really like Mara Brock-Akil, who's the other creator, mm-hmm. along with her husband, Salim, create all these, like, really great women who are, like, empowered and sexy. But typically her characters are, like, very in your face, specifically if you're looking at, like, Mary Jane for her last show, or even, like, three of the four characters on Girlfriends are all, like, we're here and in your face. I like that Lynn was like, I need your help. Could you just, like, come over? Identify why.
It's like, there's a spider somewhere.
I don't even know what's happening. I just happen to be in this while you're here.
And, you know, they got candles. Like, yeah.
That was really cute. That was really cute. There's a spider.
Was that hard for you to say? Unfortunately, that it was cute.
No, it wasn't hard for me to say. I don't mind, you know, them getting it in, okay? I just don't like her playing with his emotions. That's all.
He has so many of them. She just trips over all of his emotions.
And you're forever going to be against his emotions, so I ain't even about to
bear with
you.
I just want him to be a little more in check with, like, a little more in tune.
A little more rational.
I want to know seriously what he did, though, because I'm just like, how can I get, like, that to my house? Like, how do I mail myself that?
You're not.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Send that man to my house, shame. Please.
You try to package him up and send him.
Package him up, put a little bow on it.
Delivery.
You go back to college and secure the bag there.
Wait,
that's
so then what did you ladies think about when it then fell apart? Were you like, oh, we got so close?
I was happy that
now they're not together.
It was him. Seriously, like he over emotionalized the hell out of that situation. They could have legit had a very adult conversation.
No way.
No.
Yes. You don't take my child and go study on her to suppress and not even have a conversation about it.
No, he didn't even listen to her. That was my issue. Like, legit, you didn't even give me a chance to argue with you or actually have a conversation. You said your piece, and then you walked out on me.
He was heated. But isn't that how it is, though? When you're in a relationship that long, you don't have to, like, set it up like, I'm going to create a safe space for us to have a conversation because some things came up for me and I would like to... No. It's just like, you feel it and you pop off, you know, because y'all been together. You know you're going to see each other tomorrow. You know, it's just kind of like that family bond of just like you check each other if you have to, and it's fine, but just don't do that again.
Yeah. I feel like the bigger issue for me, especially when it comes to Jefferson, is like your daughter is having a difficult problem accepting a part of herself. And instead of like taking a moment to either A, address that first, or B, think about like this is her body and her choice, I don't think that Jennifer should have to carry her powers if it's not something she's comfortable with. Do I think this is way too early of a decision, way too early in her years to be making that final call? I do. But I don't think she should have to carry them.
But thank God, that she did, because otherwise Jefferson would be dead.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's like tomato, tomato. Now let's see what happens if she actually embraces her powers now, because without them, her father wouldn't be here,
That's so true.
So it's just like she needed to understand that, you know, she doesn't have to go out and be a freedom fighter like Anissa, but they will come in handy, and you're gifted with this power for a reason.
The way I viewed it is like a lot of girls, like coming up, like I was very just hated my hair and I didn't know what to do with it. I had options though, like, and I think that for me is like a vital aspect of childhood. It's like if you don't enjoy something about yourself, if you're not feeling it, like, nothing permanent, but you should be allowed to explore, like, the things that make you happy and the things that make you feel good. And so for him to just completely freak out and be like, it's all wrong and you're taking my kid from me and, like, testing on her, and then not to hear his partner, I was like, Jefferson, this is ridiculous.
First of all, this whole Lynn and Jeff thing, you know, it was going to happen either way it go. I'm just glad it wasn't her this time, because she pisses me off when she be doing it. But coming from his standpoint, you have to listen to what he said. He said, this is who she is. You're stripping her from, you know, who she is. If you are who you are, there's nothing that can take that away from you. What you're trying to do is change somebody who already has a set persona in place. you know what I'm saying? I'm Jen, and I have powers. I don't like my powers, so I know how to control them, and I know how to put them under wraps, and they don't come out unless if need be. Let's make a decision in a way like that. But a whole just taking them away and taking away the gene so she can't use them anymore, like, no,
and
that's
not
part
talking
of her.
To Jefferson about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then not talking too. About it. Like, you're stripping her from her whole identity. Yes, it's an identity that she's not willing to accept and be vulnerable with, but you're stripping her from that and not giving her an opportunity to even see where it can take her. Now, she see, because I told y'all she was going to do something with them powers, but you see that, you know, she's reviving people with that because she builds energy from the inside. Mm-hmm. So she's reviving people, so obviously you ain't gotta be out here beating people up or nothing like that, but you could be in a hospital with your mama, you know, electrocuting right. somebody, and they don't even know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Just to bring people back to life, like resuscitating them. Like, I believe that she's going to come to grips with it, but that's not something you just strip from somebody. That's like taking your eyeballs out saying you don't want them.
But
no,
do you agree with Lynn that studying it and figuring out what it is and how it affects her physiology is important?
Yes, I agree with that.
But that happened, though. She studied her, mm-hmm. and then, God, yeah. that's what I loved when,
they
called,
the
when
MRI.
She said that she's a generator. I was like, man, I wish she was called Jen the Generator. I'm like, that would have been so cool, right?
That is cool.
Hopeful thinking. But, like, she studied. Mm-hmm. She found out what she was. And, I mean, and you know, she then was just like, Jen, you told your father? Right there, I was like, why did you not want her to tell Jefferson? Like, I felt, and the thing is, I felt like when Jefferson came and, like, attacked her about the situation, I think a lot of it was just suppressed feelings that he had that she probably did to him over the past 9 years.
Yeah.
You know I mean? It was no longer just about Jen. It was just like, we've been through this. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with Anissa. Just because you're different.
That.
And then also, if you think about in the real world, how many times do kids that are hyperactive or their personalities aren't the same as others and they get drugged? You know, here, take these pills, and now they're walking around in school like this.
Yeah.
And it's just like some people have superpowers and not in the comic book way, but like, you know, just because it's different from who we are and what we understand and what we know, it doesn't mean you just give them drugs. You don't just
yeah.
To that point, Sky,
suppress,
totally...
you don't suppress it and allow them to embrace it and feel it out, and you know what I mean, like, because they're kids.
Yeah. To that point, I think that a lot of Jefferson's issue too was like, I'm sort of the main parent here. I'm the one who's been housing them and feeding them and getting them to school and
that
from
too.
School. How could she be making these major life decisions and you not come talk to me about them?
But with Jen's powers, it has been her and her mother. She cried to her mother about not being able to find a real relationship, not being able to have kids. She cried to her mother when her daddy couldn't Black Lightning himself out of the jail. Mm-hmm. She cried to her mother about every single situation. It was a one-on-one thing. So now her mama is just trying to fix it because it's like, okay, my daughter keeps coming to me with this.
Right.
Yes, Jen already, yes, Jeff already knows she got issues with it, but since she's coming to me, let me see what I can do about it.
Right.
And I don't think it was because it was just something that they were talking about and she's doing her research, I don't think it was something that she had was ready to prepare to talk to him about just yet until she was given the go within herself to, all right, I'm gonna do this, you know?
I was thinking about that too as well, because I feel like Jen heard what she wanted to hear versus what was being said. Like, yeah, we're talking about suppressing, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. And you're like, jumped to the gun because I just say we can suppress and that it's gonna be gone now.
Yeah.
It cannot be just now. You have to wait. Science takes time. We don't really know exactly what all you can do yet, too.
Right.
So you have to give it time. And like you say, like, it saved his life today.
I didn't realize that there was such a correlation between Jennifer and Khalil's storylines until you said that. Because Khalil could not come to terms with his new life. Like, and so he, like, went off hot-headed and made a lot of really bad decisions, and now he is where he is. Jen has been struggling to come to terms with her new life, but luckily is able to turn back to her parents and sort of find a solid ground upon which to land. I don't know if she's there yet. Probably helping Jefferson will give her more clear idea of how she wants to go forward from here. But it makes sense to me now, because I had a real problem with Jennifer being like, screw you, Dad, Khalil will never hurt me. I'm like, you know your dad is Black Lightning, so you know that he knows some things. Like, ask more questions, girl.
And then homeboy just went clean in on you when y'all had y'all last meeting.
Right?
Clean. Like, he posted you on Instagram. He got 800 likes on that mug.
He would never hurt you. He just did hurt you, girl. Like, what?
Well, girl. Girl.
But they're teenagers, too. It's like,
they dumb.
What pissed me off? She ran to him. That's what pissed me off.
Teenagers like, do that.
What is wrong with you? Why is you running to him? Like, Khalil, where you at? Lights on. Oh, Berman. Like, no, we're not just cool again. Who you think this is?
I feel like Drew is really quiet over there.
Like, my
I'm taking it all in.
My, she's like this.
When I was a teenager and I was running after boys and stuff, my auntie used to say, "You young, dumb, and full of cum."
Oh my God. True story.
Wow.
That's true.
Aunties, spicy.
Aunties.
Oh, yeah.
When I tell you so, that's what they are right now. They young, dumb, and they full of it. So
they are.
Jennifer is an angel, okay? Let's not.
I love Jen. By y'all, she's my favorite character. I love Jen. Though.
But she, you know. She got some. She's
just got some stuff she needs to work
out. Yeah, like
she's 52, and you gotta give her some time. She's struggling. She's one of the most powerful people on the show, and she don't even know it. So she's struggling. So we gotta give her.
Especially during that fight, she tried to like get those powers to like start. She's like, I gotta help my family, like not knowing exactly how she was gonna do it.
She's very much like Lynn in that sense. Like I feel like her and Lynn mirror each other a lot, just like Anissa and Jefferson mirror each other a lot, and. You know, Lynn wasn't on board until she had to be on board. And then once she had to be on board, she's like, okay, I'm here for it. I think Jennifer is kind of going to go the same way, where, like, she didn't want to do it, but, like, she saved her daddy. So I feel like she's going to be like, okay, I need to be a part of this some way, shape, or form.
And, like, Lynn just needs to, like, I think Lynn likes to control when the powers are necessary or not. Like, in the first, like, a few episodes when they got kidnapped. Then it's like, she was like, go get him. She was ready for Black Lightning to get lit, but like
then he come back and she like,
and then
no.
She's like, okay, now turn it off. And it's
we
just like
talk
you
about
can't.
Lynn this week though, because like she, I thought I was really proud of my girl. I was like, look at this revelation you're having. She was like,
because they having sex?
No, because after sex, she was like, you know, I realized that it wasn't about the stress. I realized that I've loved you for a long time, and it would be stupid to ignore that. And basically, from what I took away from that was like, I was putting a lot of my problems on your shoulders. I couldn't manage what was happening to our family. And so I said, I'm going to bounce and blamed it on you. When really I should have accepted you as you were and tried to make that work because I love you and I want to. And I feel like that's a huge growth from Lynn, who was
for, sure.
for the first 8, 9, 10 episodes, just back and forth and incredibly confusing to be like, look, I've made a decision now and I'm going to live in it and we're going to move forward. Like,
how many times she does say she made a decision though?
Never. It's always so vague. It's always like, I don't really know how I'm feeling, and I don't want to see you hurt. I don't really know what's going on, but it scares me. Like, please don't do this. Maybe you're an addict. Like, every single time she brings this up, it's a different situation. She was running from something.
This Let's is just see how true this decision is when she got to piece him back together.
Okay.
Because that's what she'd be tripping on.
We could go all day about Lynn and Jefferson because we tend to do it every week. We go all day about them. But we got to get into some more topics before our time is up. Is anyone else confused kind of about the La situation?
No. Break it down for me then.
The ASA did it. They brought him back to life.
I thought it was Lady Eve, but maybe it might have been Lady Eve or apparently Tobias because he knows the trigger word to get him to go.
It's like when he says the devil deals the cards, it's like this man is under subjection and he can't do anything but cry. And like, when I saw them tears in his eyes, I'm like, fool, move.
Is this the albino magic that we've been hearing about? Like, is this, does Tobias have some, like, actual control of the albino magic that we've been hearing and we just, like, don't, we haven't seen it yet?
Well, he keeps asking about the resurrection, so now do you believe?
Well, look, because he wasn't surprised. Lady Eve, she sent him that albino magic twice, okay? So he probably put it together and made some shake.
Put it in a protein shake.
Made some shake, now the devil deal the cards.
Well, the Lala character, like, I remember when we were first just trying to figure out when, because I've known Will Catlett, who plays Lala. I've known him for, like, 8 years. And so when he was like, I'm coming back, I was like, but you did. Like, what is up? And he's like, I know. It's exciting. And I was like, okay, great. Where's the script? You know? And then we saw the name change of Tattoo Man. Now, if you look up DC comic book superhero, original superhero.
Our chat's about to lose.
Our chat's about to go crazy. Yes, guys. Lala is the Tattoo Man. Continue.
But Joelle already said that.
So,
a long time
I mean, you know, of course, the writer, our writers are absolutely incredible. And they just kind of tweak and twerk and make it our own. That's why we're throwing people all around the place when we say California. Like, wait a minute, what universe are they on? And it drives people crazy. But so, yes, his character is based around the Tattoo Man, where, like, I guess he kills people and it becomes a tattoo on the body. And yeah, as far as becoming, you know, submissive to Tobias, you're going to learn more about that in the next episode. But yes, Tobias has full control over Lala and brought him back.
And it was through the ASA, I believe.
Ooh. Chat is hashtagging Save Lala, and I'm like, no.
Huh? Sorry.
So hold on. If the ASA is bringing people back to life and putting them together, why they can't revive these kids without taking more people, without taking Black Lightning? Why they can't, you know, help the little pie babies if they putting people together?
Well, because I think it's useless. Well, Lala didn't have any power, so it's not like bringing him back, he's going to have those powers. I feel like they wanted the little pod babies because of their
powers. To create him. I told y'all they creating a villain army with the mugs. Right. That's what they doing. A villain army.
Yeah. But I just feel like it'd be useless to bring them back because I don't think they're going
to
have their powers.
Yeah, they're just studying them. They don't want them to actually come back to life, but they need Black Light. They. But yes, the ASA needs Black Lightning's DNA to do further studies, I believe.
Because his kids got it.
Why he hasn't died. It also seems very specific. It's not like they're bringing back a lot of people. Like, it seems like something Lala must have done or something that was done to him prior that brought him back. We still don't know 100% like how or why he came back.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely came back for Tobias.
To be a part of Villain Army.
To be a part of, yeah.
To be a leather mask. That mask was really
But you know what just came to me is, so Tobias evidently, so ASA didn't just fix Tobias. Because you remember from the beginning of the season, Jefferson Pierce, Black Lightning, was like, he looks the same as he did 30 years ago.
Yeah, he got mm-hmm. some of that green.
So
light
he's
stuff.
Been with them.
Yeah.
He's been dirty with the ASA for a while. And if you remember from the very first episode, my very first scene, I'm trying to introduce Jefferson to Lady Eve.
Yeah.
Lady Eve also worked for the ASA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, if you go back and, like, revisit other episodes, you're going to see all kind of clues that have been dropped by, which is what makes it fun now.
Dang.
Portia looks upset like, damn, I didn't catch this shit.
True. No, I really didn't catch that, but I caught everything else. And with Tobias, he has always, you know, mm-hmm. he has always been there when it comes to the ASA background. Like, because we watch, when Gambi even told the story about what happened, mm-hmm. we see the flashback of Tobias stuffing, you know, Jefferson's dad's newspapers down his throat. So we knew that he had to be a part of them. And then when he visited Gambi, he let him know, like, the little serum you gave you, it ain't give you everything, mm-hmm. but you do got something, you know, so.
I had to ask you about Gambi this week, too, because, like, at first I was very
excited.
You asked
me about it last week. Remember I said we weren't going to talk about that no more?
I just feel like, you know, Gambi
in a good zone, remember?
Gambi had, like, a moment of growth and then a whole spiral when he was like, just kill him. I was like, Gambi, that's not what we're here to do. Jefferson does not kill children. Like, that's his whole MO is, like, protect the city. And Gambi's like, no, he just got to go down. I was like, are we ever going to get, like, a full good Gambi, or is he always going to be great?
Well, if he did kill Khalil, technically, he wouldn't have died prematurely, technically, for a couple minutes.
We don't even know if that fool can die. Look, he got all type of metal in his body.
Right.
He got super legs.
He's
like,
RoboCop out here.
Man.
I don't want people have metal in their spine, though.
Like, I don't want Gambi to be a fully good or fully bad. I like that he's in the gray area, because I think, one, it adds an interesting twist to, like, the characters and, like, his dynamic with them. But also, like, he needs to have his, you know, toe in the bad people pond. And then the rest of him out here with the goodins. You know?
He needs that balance to, like, because Jefferson is so good. And we talked a lot before about how he'll just pop off. He'll be like, bomb, avert mission. Like, who cares? Got to go solve that problem.
Yeah. I think so, because, like, we see with Henderson's so by the book that sometimes he doesn't get things done because he's so by the book.
Yeah.
I think Jefferson is, in his own way, so by his own moral compass that sometimes he doesn't see the bigger picture.
You know, you're right, because we saw that today with Gambi threatening the drug dealer's life.
Yeah.
He was like, I will let other people torture you. I need this information.
He's about the weapon creator guy.
He's growing. Yeah. He could have done
and
that.
And Lala took him out. What y'all think they use? Because first of all, Lala don't know this man.
Mm.
All he get a phone call, he hear that phrase, and next thing you know, he at Tommy Place. And my thing is, he don't know this man. How y'all think they navigated him through that? You think they use his body? Like, is he some type of puppet?
He's
like
a puppet. They voodoo, put like whatever you want to call it.
Unless they sent the Jeep. Unless
or
they
there
sent
was
it
probably
to his
more
GPS.
Information. Like, I feel like I feel like it was just one of those fillers. Like, he got another call. Tobias told him where to go. Like, I feel like
then they sent the location to his phone.
Yeah.
So like the Winter Soldier in Marvel.
That's
like,
what I thought, too.
We hear the command code, so we know it's go time, and then we just assume he got the information later.
Yeah.
And that is very true. Ivan in the chat says, yes, that Gambit told Jefferson to paralyze Khalil, not necessarily to kill Khalil. So I don't think Gambit's like straight up. I mean, yeah, that is a little rough to paralyze him, but he didn't say.
He was already paralyzed. Okay, he got mega metal and super metal legs metal. From the ASA. Okay,
and it was okay. either it's him or you. Yeah. So of course Gambi's gonna say paralyze the kid.
Yeah,
like he can.
And
he
chose
you.
Himself. Speaking of that fight, like Sinai versus Thunder, though.
Whoo, that was such a good fight.
Through.
I love Sinai.
So what's Sinai got in here? Why her veins green?
That's what everybody's wondering in the chat. Like
it looked
what
like
happened.
It looked like fake. You know the fake grass.
Yeah,
it looked like that, and I was like, "What is that about?"
Like AstroTurf,
like turf. Yeah,
it's like AstroTurf.
She had turf in her arm.
It was like AstroTurf.
When she got cut, I said, "What is that?" Like, hold on, y'all ain't gonna kill each other. They gonna be fighting all night,
right?
With that, because she ain't going down.
I remember because I was like Jordan Calloway, Khalil. He and I, we would have a habit of like showing up to set on days that we were not supposed to even be there. Because I was like, I need to see this fight scene. Like, all the chairs gonna fly. This is gonna be cool. You know, like I was just that girl that never left set. And because I rarely ever got to see Black Lightning and Thunder, I was always in the high school.
Sure.
You know, so like if I wanted to see them in action, I'd have to show up to set on my off days. So Jordan and I were there watching the whole time of that fight scene. And they told us that her under her skin was metal.
Oh.
So post production with special effects, I didn't see the green though.
It
you
was
guys
green.
Saw
it,
so it was like a green.
It's like some.
It looked like turf for real.
Really,
almost like dead skin. Almost like it was like your body's rotted. Almost.
Yeah. I because I didn't know either.
I know.
Like,
green,
I forgot all about
first
it.
I had on my glasses.
I forgot all about
second
it.
Green,
yeah.
My favorite color.
I thought it looked like a turtle shell. More like that to me. Like I was immediately like, oh, this is some kind of like protective shell or potentially like a thick layer of, gosh,
I love your
chlorophyll.
Analogy.
I forget what the stuff that makes up the leaves. Like it's like durable and really tough, and that's kind of what it looked like. It looked like that cell formation to me. Mm. It was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess of course, as usual, they'll just dive more into it. They just gotta give you a little bit to make you go like, "What is happening?"
And they're so good about bringing up those little things later on that you're like, "Okay, I was wondering what that." Like they do everything for a reason, and they are always, or at least Black Lightning's always been really good about like later answering why they did those weird little things.
I just need Anissa not to like have her breath like be known.
Yeah, because homegirl was figuring her out, and she seen that when she released that breath. Okay, it's time to beat her. Like I was like, no,
yeah,
not Anissa. And then Jen had to sit there in the window and watch her sister get her butt beat. Oh, that had to hurt.
While she's like, trying to get her powers to go.
Why don't you do it?
I feel like Thunder has been such a character that's like hasn't had to have any real obstacle fighting anyone. So I like that we saw her kind of struggle because she's been almost indestructible this entire season.
She is indestructible.
I mean, she is, but like as far as like we haven't seen anyone really match her fighting skills, and so I did like the little showdown between them because it was like, I think Sinai, that's her name, right?
Yep.
Is a cool character, and I wanted to see her displayed more, and so I like that it was like a showdown between those two.
Which
particular.
Especially because Sinai actually means like an instant death, and I actually love the simile of that. Like I love that.
Yeah.
What did you ladies think about Grace? The love interest.
We love Grace.
Love Grace.
We actually had her on the show. We could go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We want her back.
Another original character.
I understand why, like, because in the comics, obviously, they're together. I understand why they didn't, like, do so much of that season one because, you know, we got to build Anissa up as a superhero and then we'll see that path and then they can go back and talk about her and Grace forever. But I do, I want them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always flash back in when something's about to happen anyway. So we'll know. Like, we'll see that phone call on the previously and then, you know.
Right.
And so we'll know that, okay, they about to be in this scene on this show today.
Episode 11, when they put me in the previous, I was like, no, don't. They're going to know it's me.
Yeah.
I saw you and I was like, what's she doing?
Yeah, it was like, why is she in the previously?
No,
like, she ain't been around for 3 episodes.
I be on them previously, like, okay, they
me
about
too.
To happen. They about to revisit this situation. They about to come back to this. Like, they about to answer this question.
When we found out that you were the spot, we were all just like, legit, like, I threw my hands up. I'm like, I'm done.
I said, Kara Esposo.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with, like, what this show is doing to me anymore. Oh, like, what the heck is she ASA? Like, I don't know.
That was heartbreaking.
I was so
for me.
Happy for that since I got the script.
Since we have to wrap it up, I am going to go ahead and let's get into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who's feeling it first?
Tobias is about to go full whale, and I'm really excited about it. I really like that in this episode, Black Lightning becomes his white whale, and now we have two hunters and two whales, and it's a very confusing analogy, but it's also kind of beautiful to watch them go to war together. I want to see him get his harpoon back. Like,
really?
There's a lot of Moby Dick analogy going on here.
He killed his sister's killer today. Not killer, but, you know, he let it happen. And I was like, you're a real G, and I really appreciate this behavior right now. We've seen him beat up the guy in the ring just for fun. Like, he's got a lot of aggression. A lot of things are not going his way. He did not win today at the end of this fight. Even though he may think Black Lightning is dead, now that causes some rifts between him and ASA. I just feel like we're going to see him go, like, full Tobias next week. Like, learn the full extent of his powers, because I don't think it's just longevity. And hopefully, we finally get, like, a legitimate Tobias Black Lightning standoff next week.
Well, for the season finale, here are my predictions. Tobias is going to die.
We're just going.
Then Lala, he's going to step up in place. Khalil's going to step up, too. The pod babies, they're going to be discovered where they are and possibly either blown up or saved. And Jen is going to step into her powers.
Okay, for me, Lala's going to die.
He can't die.
Khalil's going to...
He became the tattoo man. Khalil, one tattoo!
He has three. He should have about three or four by now. He's been killed, okay? Jen definitely getting into her powers, and I'm really... I want that Tobias Black Lightning. I want that fight. I'm ready for the fight when Tobias dies.
It's time. Okay, I still kind of am feeling like something... Jen's somehow going to be involved with the pod babies, I think. Or her and Khalil are going to have some sort of showdown. I think she's going to have to be the one to handle that. I'm hoping for a Lynn and Kara
beatdown.
Yes. Beatdown. Low key.
The doctor don't want it. The doctor don't want these hands.
No, everybody in the chat was just like, who's going to win this fight? And like, Lynn. Unfortunately, Lynn won.
Man, come on.
Let me tell you,
the doctor don't want it.
So, I'm ready for this fight. I want to see that. But yeah, obviously we can't ask your prediction. You know,
yeah.
Do I?
Do you?
Do you?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Any more tea you want
to
spill today?
I was not allowed to read the finale script.
Ooh. Oh,
Finale is the juice, and I know. But one thing I do know. But the finale is going to be off the chain like a runaway slave. Why?
They gonna give us 2 hours
because the creator Selena Peele. Is the director of this episode. Yes! He directed the first episode. So if you remember how that first episode brought the heat, Salim is back for the finale to direct this one. So I know he's going to begin and end this season with a huge bang. And big ups to all the directors and writers from the episodes 2 to 12. Salim is going to bring it. So I'm going to be sitting right on the edge of the couch with everybody else.
Well, thank you so much for
coming.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
So
much fun. Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. So my Instagram and my... No, just my Instagram is Sky, SKYEP Marshall. My Twitter is Sky Marshall. Facebook, Sky P Marshall again, SKYE.
And ladies, where can they find you? Portia?
I'm Portia. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
Hey guys, I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique, every week at blackgirlnerds.com, and tomorrow at Atlanta, where we continue to break down the craziness of Robin season.
Hey
guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find me at 8 o'clock tonight on Deception and 9 p.m. on Tuesdays on Rise.
Ooh, and I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J, and head on over. We're about to do iZombie in about an hour. Make sure to like, subscribe, check out the new website. Leave us some comments. Show us some love. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye,
guys. Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.